Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon, and this is Manna from Heaven, and that was the incomparable Del Delker. I discovered Del Delker recently. I was looking for some music to play for our shut-ins. One of our wonderful sisters in the Lord that I get to minister to each and every week is Sister Joyce Ten Eyck. And one of the things that I try to do for Sister Joyce and Brother Harvey Rackmeyer and the others is I try to give them different artists each and every week. I play different hymns. We have a collection of 300 hymns that we play, but also different artists. And I came across Del Delker. And I had asked Sister Joyce, who's 95, I said, "Have you ever heard of Del Delker?" And she says, "No." I said, "Well, she was a big hit back in the 60s. And so that's how I discovered this wonderful gospel singer. Now, having said that, do I really need to do a Manna from Heaven after hearing Del sing that song? Do I really need to teach today? Well, of course I will. But that song, that beautiful melody, that beautiful hymn, sung so masterfully by this gospel legend, you don't need to preach after hearing this song. This song is a sermon in song. I want to play it for you again. Would you allow me, would you indulge me today? Let me play it for you again. I want it to minister to you because it goes with our text. Our text is Psalm 127 verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows. Why are you worrying? Why are you crying at night? Don't you know that God, your Heavenly Father, gives his beloved sleep? He's got the night watch. God's got the night watch. Go rest. Go sleep. Let him cradle you in his mighty arms. And when you wake up in the morning refreshed, you'll have a different outlook, and you'll realize that you are worrying for nothing because God's got everything under control. Here is Del Delker again with The Night Watch. Why are you losing sleep? Rest in the Lord. Our text, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks yet again for such a beautiful day as today, for blessing us with every good and perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift, says James, comes from the Father of lights, who doesn't change, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless us, O Lord, with understanding today that one of your gifts towards us is sleep. Thank you, Lord. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is our last lesson, and we've already considered the fact that our Heavenly Father is a family-building Father. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord watcheth the city, those who watch, those who stay awake in vain. Therefore, it is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late and to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep. Yes, indeed. We are the beloved of the Lord. He loves us with a special kind of love. And how do we know we are well-loved? How do we know that we're well-loved? Well, we have been well-provided for, and we have been well taken care of. Now, one of the things that God blesses mankind with, and this is a universal gift, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, whether you're saved or you're unsaved, whether you're regenerate or unregenerate, whether you're a follower of Christ or you're not a follower of Christ, God gives to all humanity the gift of sleep. It is a universal gift. This word sleep here in the Hebrew is a noun, and it refers to a state of rest occurs naturally and regularly. Notice naturally, it's common to human nature. All men at the end of the day, all women, all children, all young people, all get tired and naturally go to sleep. And it's not just something that God naturally gives us, but it's something regular. It happens every day, or it ought to happen every single day. It happens regularly. When the sun goes down, we prepare to go to bed. So again, this Hebrew noun, sina, refers to a state of rest that occurs naturally and regularly, during which there is little or no conscious thought. In other words, not only does your body rest, but the purpose of sleep is also to get your mind to rest. In other words, God does not want you to fall asleep physically and then have your mind thinking on your problems. Your mind also takes a rest. And we ought to remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that when our body is resting and our mind is resting, there is no fear whatsoever, because God has the night watch. You don't need to fear any calamity. In fact, let me take you to Psalm 121, where it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Remember that phrase? He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. We covered that in Psalm 55:22. He that keepeth thee, he who watches thee, will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, he that keepeth the whole church, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God's got the night watch. And according to this psalm, Psalm 121, he also has the day watch. Whether you're up, whether you're walking, whether you're active, whether your mind is active, if your body's active, God's got the watch over you during the day. And then when you're most vulnerable, when you're asleep, when your body's at rest and your mind is at rest, he's got the night watch. We have two pictures here. The one on the left is Jacob. Jacob, Genesis chapter 20, verses 10 through 22. As you know, in this story, Genesis 28, Jacob is on the run. He's running from his brother Esau, who has taken a vow, his life, for having stolen his birthright. Jacob on the run arrives at a place called Luz. And there, tired, tuckered out, he grabs a pillow, a stone for a pillow, and there he falls asleep. And there he has a dream, and God speaks to him. In this dream, there's this one ladder, angels going up and down on it. Again, speaking of the activity of these guardian angels who watch over the heirs of salvation. You see, my brothers and sisters, God's got the night watch. And Jacob arose and says, I didn't realize this was the house of God. And in this dream, God spoke to him and said, Jacob, I got you covered. I got you covered during the day, and I got you covered during the night, and I will bless you, and I will prosper you, and I'll work everything out between you and Esau. Just trust in me. The picture to our far right is the picture of the Apostle Peter, who had been arrested, who the next day was going to be killed via execution, and there while the Roman soldiers slept, God sent an angel to wake Peter up in his prison cell and liberated Peter from the enemy's sword. My brothers and sisters, God's got the night watch. Just rest in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Just confide in the Lord. Just lean on the Lord. Cast your cares upon him because he cared for you. You are his beloved. You are his well-beloved. And God's got your entire life in his hand. Again, I close with the scripture. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows. My brothers and sisters, that is not the dish God has laid out for you to eat. The bread of sorrows is not your meal. You are to trust in the Lord. Go to sleep. Trust that he watches over you. You know, and even when we take that final sleep, if the Lord Jesus tarries, if the Lord Jesus were to tarry another year and I were to die and I were to sleep in the dust of the earth, I go there knowing that one day Jesus shall descend and with the trumpet blast, the dead in Christ shall arise. So, whether he tarry or whether he comes soon, I trust completely in the Lord. Jesus has got the temporary and the eternal covered. You and I have nothing to worry about. I want to close today's broadcast with another great gospel singer. His name is Jim Reeves. Another favorite of Sister Joyce Ten Eyck, of Harvey Rackmeyer, and the others. This is his version of the Night Watch hymn. God bless you.
God's keeping the night watch for you and for me.
Bright stars are watching the world as it sleeps. Shepherds watch over the little white sheep. The lighthouse is shining for ships far at sea. As God keeps the night watch for you and for me. So sleep, sleep in peace and rest. Don't be afraid of the darkness. All's well for over the land and the sea. God's keeping the night watch for you. All's well.